Dear Mr. 2020, I am waiting for money. I am waiting for money to come to me as part of my divorce settlement. I know the money will come. I have no issues imagine having it. How do I imagine a quicker resolution? My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today I'm going to invite you to identitybasedmanifesting.com. And you're going to hear why in just a moment. But next we have another request. And it has to do with taking time to heal from a breakup. Been there, done that too. By the way, I've waited for money. I waited for citizenship. Waited for marriage. Waited to heal after nasty shit happens. Physically and emotionally. One more. Hey, 20. I've got a deadline. And I can't imagine meeting it. What do I do? Ready? Let's dive in. One of my identities is happy, loving teacher. And as happy, loving teacher, you'll never guess what I do. I teach. It's the direction my day takes, day in and day out. It's one of the first things that comes to my mind. It's one of the last things I think about at the end of the day. And it's a delightful dance that dominates most of my day. I don't mind it. Happy, loving teacher. I've got two other identities, happy, loving husband and happy, loving puppy dad. If you want to know why I structured them that way and want to dive deep into that, go to manifestingtothemax.com. Get that. But we're going to continue. That was from 2016, I think. A hell of a good course. And one third of it is devoted to exploring and exploring from why I structure three identities that way. But I seem to digress. Because today's big crass commercial is on identitybasedmanifesting.com. Yep, let's keep going. Because if you try to change things or activities in your life or move the location that they show up in, you think about it, time is a location. Right? How far away is Christmas? 5 years from now. It's in a location, right? When's my birthday? Mine's past. It's in a different location than Victoria's is coming up. They're in different locations, which put me in different directions. But I also seem to digress. So I want you to think about things in a new way so that you can experience a new life. Identity is direction. And so I don't know what I'm going to do on a daily basis. I do know I've got a one-on-one call in 22 minutes. And I do know I'm going to do some writing, send out an email, finish the podcast, all that good stuff. But an identity is a direction. And a direction has absolutely no concern with time. So the identity of happy, loving husband, you know, there's going to be bridges to cross. I don't have to speed them up. I don't have to slow them down. I don't know how long or how short they're going to be. What matters is the view from the bridge. If I resist, if I imagine it's going to be a while, that's resisting sooner rather than later. See, it's embracing later and engaging. Now it's embracing later, embracing against sooner. You see, we've got weird languaging around this because we've got weird languaging in English, don't we? Anyway, have you noticed the letter Z comes much later in the alphabet than the letter A? Hint, they're all there at the same time. You can experience a Z right now. You can experience an A right now. You can experience a double T right now. You could even experience some confusion right now. That's just made of letters. You could write a short letter. You could write a long letter. You could write a letter that takes time. to read and time to write. I notice procrastination happens to me and pretty much all of my clients whenever we imagine that something's going to be a big deal, take a lot of effort. I notice sudden insights. They're instantaneous and spontaneous. And that seems to be the nature of a desire. I desire to be held and home. That showed up one day, and I showed up in Australia one day. Took some time to sort out all the issues, you know, move around the world, become a citizen here, give up my citizenship there, deal with all the ramifications around all that. So, it takes time to eat a yummy meal, doesn't it? I know some people who resist preparing yummy meals because they think it's going to take forever. You see, I notice it takes me about 20 minutes to go pick up some food. I notice it takes me about 25 minutes to cook food. That extra 5 minutes? Yeah, I enjoy doing it, so it's timeless for me. So what if your manifesting wasn't about a destination? What if it was about a declaration, a direction of experience? From what I can tell, every day I become a more interesting teacher, and I meet more interesting people, and I have something more interesting to share. There's a direction going on. I notice as a happy, loving husband, you know what? I can engage in all kind of inner arguments with my wife, which leads to external distance with my wife. On the other hand, I can just, you know what I can do? I can explore the direction of happy, loving husband. And it gives to both of us. And it's not a deadline, must have sex by Tuesday. So maybe this is a little bit of a sideways episode, because I'm not telling you how to speed things up or slow things down. I'm inviting you to show up differently in your life. Because here's what I notice. Out of the blue, I got an order for a $97 product 15 years ago. And the person who bought that $97 product shared it with a friend who ordered a $97 product. Who shared it with a friend who ordered a $97 product. These were all members of a Forex trading group in Melbourne, Australia. And pretty soon, like 20 members of the group had ordered that $97 product, and I thought I was doing pretty good, having some fun. It was an easy way for me to do market research, by the way. I was giving them something worth like $500 for $97, so I could have some interaction with them, right? I thought I was genius. And I said, hey, why don't you fly around the world, happy, loving teacher? And I said, all right. Why don't you spend 2 weeks with us, train us for a weekend, and we'll host you for 2 weeks, and we'll have some fun. And meanwhile, I was imagining being held and feeling at home. And having a very profitable business, I might add. But I was imagining me, an identity that feels held and home, profitable and pleasurable. And I flew around the world, met up with these Forex traders, fell in love with one of them, and moved around the world. Meanwhile, I imagined myself as a happy, loving husband, and the physicality caught up, the world of appearances. I imagined myself an Australian, and that caught up too. I also imagined myself as a podcaster. You get that's an identity? And boy, I looked into making it happen. It was hard work in the old days. You had to set up RSS feeds, you had to pay for hosting, you had to apply for distribution, you had to make sure everything was... And I gave up on that. I gave up on doing all that. Stuff that consumes time, that creates waiting. But I stayed in the state of podcaster, and it didn't take long. Reality, quote-unquote, caught up, and along came this thing that is called Anchor. And Anchor did all that stuff for you. 2,600 and some episodes later, 3.8 million listens, including you, happened because I simply stayed in the state of podcaster, which is a subset of the state of teacher. Instead of trying to make things happen or speed things up, I stopped imagining it would take forever and it would take a lot of hard work. I changed my identity. And I invite you to explore with us identitybasedmanifesting.com. Go read what all is in that pack. A lovely friend of mine picked it up. And even though I'm scrambling the letters in her name in my head right now, it gave heaps to her, as it could give heaps to you. And you notice, see, I've got an identity where sometimes I scramble people's brains in my head. And I don't let that get me back. Stop letting things get you back. Explore some identities that give to everyone and everything. My name is Mr. 2020. And how do you heal from a breakup? How do you get your money faster? How do you deal with deadlines? You change who you are so that what matters becomes matter. All right, imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. All right, so when you make it about the things or the things happening or the things happening sooner, in other words, things, activities, locations, in time and space, what happens is you feel smaller than what you are imagining. And you feel smaller than you truly are. And exploring identity the way we explore identity isn't just about changing your concept of self, it's discovering how vast and fast you are in a way that invites direction in your life. You are the director of your life. Time to start playing that way. My name is Mr. 2020, and I invite you to identitybasedmanifesting.com. See ya.